You'll start over again. Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph again. There were two memories. Come up around the 10 lines down. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He started off. Yehuda said, "Minayin lechomesh tefilos v'yasari kedushin shetayvul kain gadol u'mekadesh bay bayoyim." How do we know that, like the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he has to have 10 times a kiddush of Aaron. So Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, "Uvo Aaron Eloyim Moed, ufashat as big the habod, v'rochat v'sara b'mayim, b'mokim kodesh, v'lovish as begodah, v'yotza v'yosa, v'lomaratom, shekol ha'mishanam y'avoyda li'avoyda toyin tefillah." This Pasuk is saying, take off the big day habod, and go to put on your big day zohov, and you have to go to the mikvah. So we see, when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. This is Rabbi Yehuda's raya. Every time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, he had to go to the mikvah. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now Omar Rebbe, Rebbe says a little bit different. Minayin lechomesh tefilas v'yasara kedushin shetayva Kohen Gadol u'mekadesh bay bayoyim. How do I know that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah 5 times? And really the 5 times is, we had one time he does in the morning before he comes in. And then there are 4 times that he changes his begodim back and forth. That's the next four tefillas. How do you know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, Ksoines bad kodesh yulbosh, or mitnes say bad yiyah al besaroi, or vavnei bad yachur, or vestefes bad yitznof, bigday kodeshayim, v'rochas pamayim es besaroi lovashim. So the pasuk is saying now, when you're taking off your bigday zov, to put on the bigday bad, to put on the four begodim, the four bigday lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Holomaratov, here you learn out, shekol ha-meshanam yavoyd, li-avoyd the toyin tefillah. That's Rebbe's drosha. So there are two different sukkim to learn this out from. The 2 times the Torah says, when the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Now Rebbe ends off with Yomer, here the pasuk says, big day kodeshim, he's changing his begodim that are kodesh, they're big day kuna, his hook shall call up begodim kulam zelazir, that all the begodim are hookers zelazir. And the Gemara soon, on number days, will soon see what Rebbe meant to say. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Rebbe's pasuk, Sainis Bad Yilbosh, the pasuk is talking about that you're taking off your big day zohov, the 8th begodim, the Kohen Gadol, and he's putting on now the 4 big day lovin. For this we see you have to go to the mikvah. The Gemara is going to ask, how do we know the opposite way? If you take off your big day lovin, al manas to put on the big day zohov, how do we know at that time also you have to go to the mikvah? And that's the Gemara's terence that Rebbe said, V'yomer, big day kodeshim. The pasuk says that these are big day kodesh, means hook shall call up begodim kulam zelazir. All the begodim have the same halacha. They're just like when you switch from big day zov to big day lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Who are doing the opposite? When you change from big day lovin to big day zov, you also have to go to the mikvah. Now the Mora says, the chomesh avoid the same, there were 5 avoidis the Kohen Gadol did. Tomit shal shachar the big day zov. First he put on the big day zov to do the tomit shal shachar. Then avoid the sayoin the big day lovin. He had to bring the kabonah shal yom kippur with wearing big day lovin. Then Eiloi the Eloam the big day zov. He had to change back again to the big day zov to do his carbon oil and the carbon oil. Then Kafu Machter the big day lovin. Then he had to go back inside again to put on the big day lovin to take out the kaf and the machter shal the k'teris, the pin and the shovel of the k'teris. Then he came outside again to put on again the big day zov to do the tamat shabeng habayim, the big day zov. This are 4 times the Kohen Gadol changed the godim, and in between he had to go to the mikvah. And the first time he goes to the mikvah in the morning, so that's how we have the five tefillas. Now, uminayin shekol tefillos tefillos shnei kedushin. How do we know that in between you go every time you go to the mikvah, you have to be mekadesh your hands twice? Like we're saying, there are 10 times on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That means 2 each time he changes the godim. How do we know this? So Talmud Lomar, the first of Gemara says, we learn out the pasuk says ufoshat. He takes off his begodim. Then the next pasuk says v'rochatz, and we're going to dashen this v'rochatz does not mean going to the mikvah, but it means a kiddush adayim v'raglayim, because the word v'rochatz is extra. We have other psukim to say it means already going to the mikvah. So this v'rochatz means a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And then if the next pasuk says v'lovash, so we put the v'rochatz in between the poshat and v'lovash, as if to say you have to have a kiddush because you took off a pair of begodim, and you have to have another kiddush for covered putting on, you're wearing the new begodim. So that's how we know each time you have to have 2 times a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says another pshat, how do I know that each time you change the begodim, you have to have 2 times a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim? He has a kabbal chayma. Oma b'mokim shoyin toyin tefillah, shein toyin tefillah, toyin kiddush, madach every morning when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even though you don't have to have a tefillah midiraisa, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So mokam shetoyin tefillah here on Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah to be toivel in the mikvah, Ein adin shetoyin kiddush. Isn't it for sure that each time the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to have the kiddush of Ein Berglayim? For the Gemara, imal lahalan kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad, but maybe only one time. How do we know to say two times? When you come in the morning, you only have to mekadesh your hands one time. So how do we know here when you change begodim, go to the mikvah, you have to do it two times? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, uvo Aaron eloyo moyed, uvo shat es bidei abode shalovash. Now, ma Talmud Leima shalovash. There's an extra word here. He takes off his clothing that he was wearing. Like pshita, klum adam poishet elama shalovash. But what else do you take off? A person only takes off the clothing he was already wearing. So what does the pasuk have to say? Take off your clothing that you were wearing. Elo, this extra word, ashalovash, is telling us, lahakish pshita lelavisha, to make a hekesh here, that taking off the clothing has the same halach like putting on the new clothing. As if to say, ma levisha torin kiddush, just like to cover the new clothing, you have to have a kiddush of Dayan Berglayim, is af pshita torin kiddush. Who adin lekover taking off the old clothing, also you have to have a kiddush of Dayan Berglayim. So that's how we know you have to have two times a kiddush of Dayan Berglayim in between with the Kohen Gadol, like goes to the mikvah, in between he changes his clothing. So mainly he changes his clothing four times, so there are four tefillahs, and then one tefillah in the morning, that's five, and then the kiddush also, one kiddush in the morning, and then one kiddush at the end of the day when he took off his big day zav. And in between you had eight kiddushim, so together it was 10 kiddushim. Now we're going back like Omar to explain these two mandiyomrim. We had a Rabbi Yehuda Shita dashing from one posik, and we had Rebbe the dashing from another posik. Like how do we know that when the Kohen Gadol changes his clothing, he has to go to the mikvah? So before it was Om Rav Yehuda. Minayin lechamish tefilos v'asor kedushin shetoyev kohen gadol mekadesh bay bayoyim. How do we know this halacha? Talmud loyma uvo Aaron eloyo moyed. V'rochat says besorah b'mayim. Says he comes into the oyo moyed and he has to go to the mikvah. B'mokim kodesh. And he has to be toivol in the mokim kodesh. Is all the maratov here we learn out. Shekola mishana mi avoidel avoidel. Anytime the kohen gadol is changing his clothing, like from one avoidel, from the avoidel's penim, to the avoidel's chutz, is toyin tefilah. He has to go to the mikveh. That was Reb Yehuda's pasuk. So the Mara Ashkechon, very good, this pasuk of Reb Yehuda teaches us, may big day love on the big day zov. The pasuk is telling us, he takes off his big day lovin, and now he has to put on the big day zov. So that's good, I know you have to go to the mikveh. But how do you know the opposite way? May big day zov, le big day lovin minayin. How do you know in a case when you take off the big day zov, and now he's going to put on the big day lovin to go inside lefnai lefnim, how do you know you have to go to the mikveh also? So the Mara answered this, Tana the very Rabbi Yishmael. He learned that this is the Kal V'Choyma. Oma Big Day Zohov, Shein Koyen Nichnas Behem Lefnai Lefnim, Toyin Tefillah, Madach for the sake of putting on Big Day Zohov, you have to go to the mikvah. Even though it's not so Kaddish, the Kohen Gadol can't go inside Lefnai Lefnim with them. So Big Day Lovin, now when he's changing, taking off the Big Day Zohov, Al Manas to put on the Big Day Lovin, Shein Nichnas Behem Lefnai Lefnim, with these clothing, he goes inside Lefnai Lefnim, with these four white linen clothing. Is Ein Adin Shetoyin Tefillah? Isn't it for sure that for taking off the big day Zohov, Al Manas to put on the big day Lovin, you should have to go to the mikvah in between? So that's the Kal V'Choyma. So Mara says, no, it's not a good Kal V'Choyma. Ikulam, if I could ask you a question, this Kal V'Choyma. Ma le big day Zohov, Sheken Kapros and Meruba. You know why when you take off the big day Lovin, Al Manas to put on the big day Zohov, the eight begodim to do the avoidus outside. You know why you have to go to the mikvah? Because the big day zov are tremendous chshivas that is the kaprosa meruba. Like you use it the whole year. So the whole year the Kohen Gadol uses these eight begodim. And it brings kabbonis the whole year. So the whole year is being mechapet people with these begodim. Maybe they're more chosh of these begodim. That's why you have to go to the mikvah. But only from big day lovin to big day zov. The question is, how do we know the opposite way? Like Rashi says, kaprosa meruba. Shemeshamish ben kol yomais hashana. He uses these eight begodim the whole year. Avol avoidas pinim, mashenkin going inside the kodesh hakadoshim, tiyoyim lakipur meinam chaperes el al tumas mikdash hakadoshav. It's only once a year, and also it's only mikadosh for one chet, for the chet that somebody was metam himself going into the base of mikdash. So how do we know you have to have a tefillah when you take off your big day zov, al manas to put on the big day lovin? That's a kasha kontra of Yehuda. The Gemara says, el anaf kolem of the Rebbe. He said, Yehuda has to also be moided to Rebbe. That Rebbe said the what? That Omar Rebbe says, Minayin lechomish tefilos, v'yasara kedushin shetevel kohen gadol mekadesh bay bayoyim. How do we know that the kohen gadol has to go to the mikvah five times? In other words, how do we know when he changes his begodim from big day lovin to big day zov, he has to go to the mikvah? Talmud Leima, Rebbe dashes another posik, that it says, k'soy nes bad kodesh yilbosh. Here it's talking about taken off the Big Day Zov, Al Manas, to put on the Big Day Lovin. It says now he's going to put on his Ksaynes Bat Kodesh, the white underpants. Holomaret? No, Ksaynes is the robe. He's putting on now the robe, the white robe. Is in Yilbush, and the Pasuk says he has to go to the mikvah. Holomaret, from here we learn out. Shekol HaMishane Me'avoida Le'avoida Toyin Tefillah. Here we learn out that when you take off your Big Day Zohov, Al Manas, to put on the Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is very good. Rabbi Yehuda has one pasuk to say, when you take off the Big Day Lovin to put on the Big Day Zohov, you have to go to the mikvah. And how do we know the opposite way? Rabbi Yehuda is also asking to Rabbi's pasuk. Here the pasuk tells us that when you take off your Big Day Zohov, Al Manas, to put on Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is very good. There are two different psukim to tell us that changing each way, you have to go to the mikveh in between. So the Mara now, but according to Rabbi himself, Rabbi only dashes the second pasuk. So according to the Rabbi, here the Mara is, Ashkechon mi big day zov le big day loven. Very good, Rabbi has this pasuk that taken off your eight begodim big day zov, that the Kohen Gadol does outside, to go inside Lefnai and Lefnim, to put on his Big Day Lovin, he has to go to the mikvah. That's very good, the way Rabbi Dashan does Pasik. But mi Big Day Lovin, the Big Day Zov minayin, how does Rabbi know that when you take off the Big Day Lovin to put on the Big Day Zov, you also have to go to the mikvah? As Rabbi does know from Rabbi Yehuda's Jerusha before. So how does Rabbi know? So Marian says again, that Torah the Rabbi Shmuel, Pashto and Sfar, I could tell you, a Kal V'chaima, ma Big Day Lovin. Shein kaparos in meruba maduch, to put on the white begodim, you have to go to the mikvah, even though the white begodim is only used once a year and only to mechaper and tumas mitzvah kadoshev, not such a kapara. So but they're still toy and tefillah, you have to go to the mikvah before you put them on. Big day zov, when you're taken off the white begodim, almanat to put on the regular eight begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears the whole year. Shekaprosim Aruba, that with these begodim, he works the whole year, he does a lot of kaparam, he makes a lot of forgiveness. So for sure he has to go to the tefillah. So that's how Rebbe would know with this Kal V'chaymer. So where it says no, I can tell you just the opposite way. So the Mara ain't a din, this part of Kal V'chaymer, he's ain't a din shetoyin tefillah. Isn't it a Kal V'chaymer svarom, you should have to go to the mikvah? So the Mara says no, equal and mifrach, I can ask you a question on this. Ma the big day lovin, you know why when you take off the big day zov to put on the lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Shekein nichnas behem lefnayin lefnim. The original svar we said before. Maybe the big day lovin is more chomer, more kaddish, because now you're going into the kaddish hakadoshim. So for the kaddish hakadoshim, maybe you have to have a tefillas mikvah. Ma shenkein, when you're changing from big day lovin to put on big day zov, maybe you don't have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rebbe, how do we know you have to go to the mikvah when you change from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov? So Gemara says, Haino Diktoni. This is what Rebbe before meant to say at the end of his brisa. The Rebbe said, V'yayma, the Pasuk says, Big Day Kodeshim. The Pasuk is saying, these are Kodesh Tikkun Begodim. Now you're putting on now Big Day Vad, and they're Big Day Kodeshim. V'rochat es pasoroi. B'mayim, you have to go to the mikvah. Ulevashim. And then put them on. So that's what Rabbi before said. Why does the Pasuk say extra? Oh, Big Day Kodeshim, treat to the Big Day Kodesh. Elamai comes to make a hekish. All Big Day Kodesh has the same halacha. Just like here for putting on the Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Hu adim, when you take off the Big Day Lovin, to put on the Big Day Zov, also you have to go to the mikvah. That's Pshan Rabbi, that he dashed from the Pasuk, Big Day Kodeshim, an extra word, to teach us this Rasha, that even taking off the Big Day Lovin, the Big Day Zov, also you have to go to the mikvah. Here's what we're holding, Millie. The Mara. The Chomesh Avoidah Sein. And this is right the part of his Braisa. That there are five Avoidahs the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Tomit Shal Shacha Bebig Dei Zov. The first thing he does in the morning, wearing his eighth begodim, is the Tomit Shal Shachar. He does the Shchita, he does the Kabbalah, he does the Zrika. Then Avoidah Sayyim. Then he brings the Karbonis, L'Kavod Yom Kippur, the Big Day Lovin. Like he has to take off his Big Day Zov, go to the Mikvah, and then put on the Big Day Lovin. Then he has to come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the Eiloi, the Eilom, the Big Day Zov. He brings his carbon, his Eil, and the Eil for the Ksibur, and he does that outside with the Big Day Zov. Then he has to take off his Big Day Zov and put on again the Big Day Lovin to go inside again for Kafo Machtom, the Big Day Lovin, that he has to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machtom, take out the shovel and the pan that he brought the Keteris in before. Then he comes out again, and again changes his clothing to bring the Tomei Shobein Abayim, the Big Day Zov, that he has to wear the Big Day Zov. So these are four times he has to change his begodim on Yom Kippur. So So these are four tefillahs, and the first tefillah he does in the morning before when he takes off his big day chayil to put on the big day zov to come into the azara. For the coming in before he comes into the azara, he has to go to the mikvah. That's the fifth mikvah. For the Gemara now, uminayin shekol tefillah tefillah tzricha beis kedushin. How do we know the other halacha that he has to make 10 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur? How do we know by every tefillah you have to have 2 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, u'foshat, take off your clothing, then v'rochatz, which will soon dash in v'rochatz here, means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It doesn't mean a tefillah v'mikvah, it means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And then like a drasha, v'rochatz v'lovash. It says only one v'rochatz. But the word v'rochatz goes on the pasuk before of u'foshat, taking off, and it also goes on the next pasuk of v'lovash, putting on the new begodim. As if to say, you have to have 2 times the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. One the cover taking off the old begodim, and one the cover putting on the new begodim. Fred Gemara, hi betviloksiv. How could you learn out a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from this pasuk that says v'rochatz? V'rochatz always means wash your whole body in the mikvah. It's talking about a tefillah b'mikvah. How could you learn out here v'rochatz means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, just pouring the water from the kiyur on your hands and on your feet? The Gemara answers, if we don't need this pasuk to tell us the chiyah to go to the mikvah, we learned it out already from the pasuk that says big day kodeshayim. So that's for any type of begodim. When you change them, you have to go to the mikvah, according to Rebbe. So why does the pasuk have to say here again for rochatz to go to the mikvah? Is to know in the kiddush. So Rebbe says, put this pasuk over rochatz to teach us that it means kiddush, that you have to wash your hands. As if to say you have to wash hands for the oposhat, for the taking off, and you also have to wash hands to cover the new v'lovash, putting on the new begodim. That's how we have 2 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. For the Gemara, aber v'licht v'rachmona b'loshin kiddush. If you're telling me now this word kiddush here, v'rachat, means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but does not mean literally going to the mikvah, so why does the Torah say loshin v'rachat? Let the Torah say clearly, the kiddush. Let the pasuk say you have to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim. What does it say loshin v'rachat for? For the Gemara v'licht v'rachmona b'loshin kiddush. And the Gemara Hokamashman is teaching us the kiddush here. The tefillah ki kiddush. That the tefillah has the same malach of the kiddush. What does that mean? Ma kiddush b'mokim kodush. Just like you have to have the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. B'mokim kodush. In the Azar itself, like the pasuk says, b'mokim kodush here, is af tefillah b'mokim kodush. Who are then the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol does when he changes his begodim from either way, from lovin to zov, or zov to lovin, he has to go to the mikvah. Where does he have to go to the mikvah? The mikvah in the Azor itself. It has to be b'kodesh. Just like here it says, b'mokim kodesh, and it's going on the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So adin, the tefillah that he does, these 5 tefillahs, or the 4 tefillahs, in between changing the begodim, has to badafka be done b'kodesh in the Azor itself. Rashi says, "Makkiyus b'makam kodesh, kedestiv be b'makam kodesh is af tefilas haboyes machmas machalpois hayoyim." Also, the mikvah that he has to go when he changes his begodim has to be b'makam kodesh. Avot tefila rishayna, but the first tefila the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, when he first comes, before he comes in, lo yalfus minay, we don't learn out from here to allow the iraisi. As here Rashi says that first tefila is not the iraisa, therefore it does not have to be b'makam kodesh. Or Bechal does not have to be Midiraisa, Rashi Shuter is. It's only Midirabonin. Taisus before said it was a Midiraisa, at least according to Ben Zoyim at least. But Rashi is saying now it's Lav Diraisa. Right. This is the way Rebbe knows the 5 tefillahs and the 10 times to Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the 10 kedushim is Dafka B'Mokam Kodesh, who are then the 4 tefillahs are also Dafka B'Mokam Kodesh. Fred Gemara now, Rebbe Yehuda, Kiddush Minoli. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that the Yisrael, you have to have a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? So far we had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he dashed the pasuk v'rochatz to the mikvah, that when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah, very good. But how does Rabbi Yehuda know the meaning of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? The Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, the mafki le'lahai kruol litfilos, big day zov, that he uses this pasuk to teach us you have to go to the mikvah, le'doris big day kodeshayim. He doesn't dashen then the extra word of big day kodeshayim. So Kiddush Minolei, how do you know Kiddush? He uses, now there's a corner to Rabbi Yehuda before, he needs 2 psukim. One pasuk tells us from changing from Lov into Zov, you have to go to the mikvah. And the next pasuk says from Zov, back to Lov, and also you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, both psukim are talking about going to the mikvah. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that in between the mikveh you have to have two times the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Both sukkah mean the mikveh mamish. For the more of Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush Minolei, so Marin says, Nafkalei Medir Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out the same place Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon learned it out from. And what before we have Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, I mean, it's a Kalb HaChayma. His Rabbi King had a Kalb HaChayma svara. Ma b'mokim shein toin tefila toin kiddush, mokim she toin tefila and din she toin kiddush. He had a, without psukim, it's a Kalb HaChayma. Ma duch every day, when you go into the, before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to make a kiddush or dayim v'raglayim every single day of the year. So halachas kama v'kama here in Yom Kippur, that changing begodim makes you go to the mikvah, so for sure you have to have a kiddush or dayim v'raglayim. Madach, so you don't have to go to the mikvah. Just you have to have a kiddush. So the mokim, you have to go to the mikvah. For sure, you have to have a kiddush. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows you have to have a kiddush at Naim Verglayim. Nafkulei mid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, Omer Rabbi Chizur. Chizur says like this. Hod the Rebbe, this the Rebbe's drush that we just learned, is mafka mid Rabbi Meya or mafka mid Rabbonin. It does not go according to Rabbi Meya Shita, and it can't go according to Rabbonin Shita either. So Rashi says, Omer Rav Chizda, that Ksop Rav Chizda, Davko Omer Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Davko, Ufoshat V'rochat V'rochat V'lovash. They mean, Shnei Kiddushin, Bein Pshita Levisha, that you have to do two times the Kiddush, Echad Lefnei Tfilah, one right before you go to the Mikvah, V'yechad Le'achareh, one right after, Kedim Levisha. Hey, that's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. That Rebbe says, how do you know you have to have two times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Hidashin this posik v'rochatz does not mean the mikvah, but rather it means Kiddush. And it says, uforshat v'rochatz v'lovash. So the Havamina is that the rechitza mamash has to be right after the pshita, after you took off your clothing. When you're not wearing clothing, you have to make the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Then you go to the mikvah. Then before you put on the new begodim, again you have to have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. That's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. So if that's true, then Rebbe does not go according to Rabbi Shita, and it does not go according to Rabbon Shita. So Rashi says, "Mafkum et Rabbi Meir, Moisoy si mechlal devar v'shar Rabbi Meir, loisvi like Rabbi Meir. He cannot hold like Rabbi Meir. Diyaf vagav der minu mastisin poshat v'kiddush yodav raglav. Tisvi like kiddush lefnei atzvilam. Achab Shita hu. That's true. Rabbi Meir is moedim that the first kiddush is after you took off your first clothing." Of a Paul Legalay Mio Bekidishani, but Rabbi Meir argues, when do you do the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Tekoma Achalavishahu. Rabbi Meir says, after you put on the second pair of clothing, that's when you make the Kiddush. Kigatoni Braisa de Rabbi Meir, Liel Lovash, Kiddush Yodav Raglov. The Braisa says clearly, first you put on the new pair of begodim, and then you make a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So according to Rebbe, he holds the second Kiddush is before you put on the second begodim. So if he's going to hold like Rav Meir, then there are three times you make a Kiddush. You make once after you took off your first pair, then once before you put on the second pair, and then once after you're putting on the second pair. So if Rebbe is going to hold like Rav Meir, there should be 15 Kiddush, Kiddushin, Yudayim, V'Raglayim. And the same thing, he can't hold like Rabbanan Shita. Because Rabbanan Shita says that also... No. Is it? The Gemara says, "Mafkum mid Rabbonin." Mafkum mid Rabbonin. The Gemara says, "Dilu Rabbonin Amri kishulovish mikadosh." The Rabbonin said clearly, "When do you do the second kiddush? When you already have your clothing on." V'yu Oman, our Rebbe holds kishu poishet mikadosh. He only does it when he takes off his clothing. If I can't, the Rabbonin shita is even before you take off your first pair of clothing, when you're still wearing them, that's when you have to have the first kiddush of Darim Raglayim. Now Rebbe says not like that. Rebbe says first you have to take off your first pair of begodim and then you make the kiddush. So Rebbe does not hold like the Rabbonin. Umafkim the Rabbi Meir, he does not go like Rabbi Meir Shittur either. Dilo Rabbi Meir Oma ha kiddush basra kishulavish. Rabbi Meir holds the second kiddush he the kohen gadol does after he puts on the second pair of begodim, the kaddish. V'yiu Oma. Now Rebbe says kishu poshit mekaddish. Rebbe says no, he does the kiddush in both of them when he's not wearing clothing. After he takes off his first pair, he makes the kiddush. Then he goes to the mikvah. Then he makes another kiddush. So Rebbe does not come out according to either one. So Amar Rav Acha, Acha says like this: Amar Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, I tell you, Hakol Moedim, everybody is Moeda. The kiddush sheni by the second kiddush after you went to the mikvah. The second time you have to make a kiddush at Dayan Berglayim Sheloivish. Everybody holds. First you have to put on your new pair of begodim. The Yachakach Mekadosh. And then first you do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. My timer, why does everybody hold like this? Why does Rav Acha, why does Rav Acha Rav Yaakov say like this? Because he says, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Oy Begishtom El HaMizbeach. It says, you have to make a Kiddush Adayim Reglayim right before you come to do the Avodah by the Mizbeach. So we dashin, Mi She'enu Mechusar El HaGishtom. You know when you do the Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, when the next thing you do is, you could walk straight to the Mizbeach. You're ready to do the Avodah. Yotzezeh, Mashenkin, if you're going to tell me that he does the second Kiddush before he puts on his new begodim, She'emechusel avisha begisha. This kohen is missing something. He can't right now walk to the mizbeach. He has to first put on his begodim. So pshita lavisha has to, the Kiddush has to be done after you do the second lavisha. After you have your clothing on, now you're ready to go to do the avodim. That's when you do the second Kiddush. So that's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds. That even according to Rebbe, everybody holds. The second Kiddush is only after you put on the begodim. The Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ravashi. Loi Rav Chizda islei de Rav Acha. Rav Chizda does not hold like Rav Acha. Loi Rav Acha islei de Rav Chizda. And Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. The Yim Kain, L'Rebbe Hevelei Chameisa Kiddushin. Because if so, according to Rebbe Shito, there'll be 15 of Kiddushin Dayim Reglayim. Because there'll be then three times. Because you have to do one. Because according to both of them, Rav Chizda says, according to Rebbe, you do the two Kiddushim when you're off with no clothing. First you take off the first pair, you make a Kiddush, then the mikvah, then a second Kiddush, then you put on the next pair. Now, Rav Acha says, no. First you put on the second pair, then you make the second Kiddush. So if you're going to hold from one another, then there should be three Kiddushim at each time. You make one Kiddush after you took off the first clothing, then go to the mikvah, then another Kiddush at Dayan Berglayim, and then after you put on the second pair, then make a third Kiddush. So that should come out. You have to do 15 Kiddushim on Yom Kippur. And that's not like that. We know only 10. So therefore, both of them don't stim. Rav Acha can't hold like Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. Like for sure, you only have to do it two times. The question is, when do we do it? Does the Kohen Gadol, like, first take off his first pair, then make the Kiddush, then go to the mikvah? Now it's a machlekes. Does he make the Kiddush first before he puts on the second clothing? Or does he first put on the second clothing, and then he makes the second Kiddush? But Pshita, you only have to do two times a Kiddush by each tefillah. Therefore, it's only 10 times on your kippah, and not three times to make it 15. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Hevilo es atomid. We bring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur the Korban atomid, Kortzoi, and he makes the Shechita. For the Gemara, my Kortzoi, what does this Loshen Kortzoi mean? Omar Ulo Lishnin the Katlus, Loshen of killing. In other words, he makes the Shechita on the Korban atomid. Now, Katluhu, Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, my Kro, what's the Raya that this Loshen of Kortzoi means a Loshen of Katla? How do we know this? So the Gemara says, in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Egla Yafei Fiha Fiha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim look like a nice eagle, a nice calf, and carrots Mitzafon Bovo. That carrots came from the north side. Carrots means the people that were mashkes to kill people came from the north side. So my mashma, how do we know what this pasuk means? What does the word carrots mean? Could a matargum in Rav Yosef? Like Rav Yosef was matargum this pasuk to say, Malko Yia Hevi Mitzrayim. Really, the Mitzrayim had a nice kingdom. It was a nice land. Of Amimin Ketulin. But people that killed Mitzfunya Yasin Allah came from the north side. So from Sofren came people that kill. So kids, a Lashon carrots mean Lashon like killing. Here also, the Kohen Gadol made the Shechita on the Korban Atomit. So Mara says, now Kortzu Bekama. Like it's a modern Lashon. Why didn't it say Lashon Shechita? Why does it say Lashon Kortzu? How much of a Shechita did the Kohen Gadol do on the Korban Atomit? So Oma Ula says, Barayv Shnayim, the Kohen Gadol made the Shechita, he cut rove of the two simonim. Like Rashi says, Hechsha Shechita B'tzimtzum. He did only the exact amount you need for Hechsha Shechita, not more. He only did rove of the two simonim. V'cheinom Rabbi Yechanan, Barayv Shnayim. You know how much of a Shechita the Kohen Gadol did on the Tomid? Rove Shnayim. V'yafresh Lokesh Sova Barayv Shnayim. Also holds. The Kohen Gadol Kortzu here means he did like enough of a Shechita just to make it kosher. The Yom Resh Lakish, the Chimiyachas Shashininu, Ruba Shilechot Kimohu. There's one Mishnah in Chulin that says Alocha that Roiv of one Simin is kosher. Like Rashi says, the Chimiyachas Shashininu, the Shechita Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, the Ruba Shilechot Kimohu, Memele Shaminen, Roiv Shnayim Shnayim, like Madach by a knife. Mikra din, you only have to shecht one simen. So rov of the simen is enough. You don't have to shecht the whole simen. Rov is enough. So the makim, you have to have two simonim by beimam. Like shit, the same thing. Rov of the two should be enough. So therefore, lama sheninu, rov echad b'yayf, for rov shnayim b'beim.